the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord.
Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Who do you say that I am? It's a question about relationships. And for us this morning, it's a question about, for each one of us, the relationship that we have, each of us has, with Jesus. It's both a personal question and it's a corporate one. Who do we say who Jesus is as a community of faith as well? Those two dimensions, the personal and the corporate. Let's set the stage. Let's look at the gospel lesson for a minute. Jesus and his disciples are on the road. And in the middle of their travels, Jesus stops and asks the question, "Who do people say that I am?" The disciples, I'm sure, are surprised. Where does this question come from? And they begin to answer it. John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. And then Jesus burrows in. "But who do you say that I am?" It's about my relationship with you and your relationship with me. And Peter responds, "You are the Messiah." Then Jesus goes on to talk about his suffering and death, about taking up the cross. And Peter rebukes him. "Don't talk that way." He doesn't want to talk about suffering and pain. But then Jesus turns to Peter and rebukes him. And he really rebukes him. "You are on the side of Satan." Now here Peter has been following Jesus. He's given up his trade as a fisherman. They're walking the hills of Galilee. He's had this expectation and hope that his friend was the Messiah. And there in front of the disciples and the others, he's rebuked. And Jesus calling him out as being on the side of Satan. I find it amazing that Peter stayed in the relationship with Jesus. I guess that's the way it is in all relationships, though. You have a certain kind of expectation and things are going along okay, and then all of a sudden, there's a huge surprise and the expectation is dashed and you feel confronted or maybe even humiliated, or that I was dead wrong. And the thing that's amazing is how Peter stays with it. Peter doesn't give up on it, even though he's been called out. He stays with Jesus. So he must have understood a level of depth, of compassion, of care, of things that Jesus offered in the relationship to continue following him. Because now they're not just walking the hills of Galilee, teaching and healing. Now they're headed to Jerusalem, into suffering and pain and death, into the valley of despair. And Peter stays with him. There must have been things in that relationship that sustained him as they moved into the darker, harder elements in the relationship. And of course, Peter finally came at that time as Jesus approached the cross, when he was arrested, when Peter was fearful and didn't know what might happen next. When Jesus was being arrested, he denied him. Can you imagine how lonely Jesus must have felt being deserted by his last friend, the one who had been the primary follower? But even then, in that process of dying, some spirit brought resurrection, brought new life. That out of that continuing relationship that Peter had with Jesus, he was transformed again. And he became the leader. the one upon whom the church was built, the rock. So relationships have their ups and downs. And we as the people of God seek to build our relationship with Jesus. And it has its ups and downs. There's certainly the places in the relationship where we feel that we want to follow Jesus, where we're admonished, where we want to give it all, where we want to surrender, when we feel challenged, when we want to live for our neighbor. And then there are other times when we have no energy to give to the relationship at all. And in those moments, hopefully, we discover Jesus in the midst of our loneliness or our fear. Certainly, Peter must have discovered that. And it kept him going throughout his life and throughout his ministry. So who is Jesus for you, for me, for the church? Three things. As we build our relationship with Jesus, show up, pay attention, lean in. Showing up is really about spiritual practice. If you want to build your relationship with Jesus, you need to stay close to Jesus. And this is a good place to do that. And the bonus is we're nurtured in the body and blood of Jesus in giving his life for us and for the world. Letting that spirit touch our hearts, our minds, our bodies. Helping us to understand how the Spirit of Christ is present with us as we confront, for each of us, the challenges of a new week that lies ahead. I mean, everybody's got challenges. And we need to find that energy in the relationship with Jesus that will sustain us, that will help us live on the bright side. And the way we get it is by showing up. And then it's important, when we do show up, to do it in a mindful way, to pay attention. And it's not just showing up for worship. It's in the quiet places of our lives to pay attention to what's going on really. We have tremendous capacity to fool ourselves, to deny things that are going on, to want to look at things in whatever way we need to look at them in that moment. And often we distort the truth in our lives. So part of our paying attention and building our relationship with Jesus is really being honest with ourselves, where we are, what our fears are, what the challenges are, and what the joys are, what we can celebrate and give thanks for. But it's a realistic assessment of what's going on. And they're good things, and they're not so good things. And then lean in. And the paying attention part is so important to leaning in, because we're only going to lean in the best way if we really know what's going on. If we really are honest with ourselves, what our needs are, where we need to build that relationship with Jesus. It's an open-ended process. It's amazing that Peter stayed on the journey with Jesus in so many ways. There were so many twists and turns. And that's true for each one of us, too. That our faith changes as the years go by. The question is, what is my relationship with Jesus as an individual person? Then the question of, as a member of a family, for instance, what's important about my relationship with Jesus and the relationship of my wife or husband and my children? What's important about my relationship in the community? How can I build bridges of understanding? How can I make the life in my community better? And that's what gets us from the personal to the life of St. Mary's Church. Who are we as a community of people in relationship to Jesus? Here we are entering a new phase in the life and ministry of this parish. It's a time of great promise. And there are so many opportunities, so many things out there that we can do, and so many things that need to be done. But what are the things that Jesus would have us do right here and right now? Where is the real energy? And that comes out of prayer. It comes out of conversation. It's a new day. And as we show up together, as we pay attention together, as we lean in together, we can do good things. Good things for St. Mary's Church, and good things for the larger community as well. May God bless us in this time. May God strengthen our relationships in Jesus, personally and together as God's people in this place.